Victoria will soon be reunited as one state, with the travel restrictions on Melburnians lifted as active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. It comes after the state went 9 days without a new COVID-19 case. Premier Daniel Andrews will scrap a 25-kilometer travel limit on city residents and remove Melbourne's Ring of Steel, allowing travel to resume between metropolitan and regional Victoria.
Victoria will be once again united as one single state. The 25-kilometer travel limit will go. The Melbourne regional Victoria border comes down. Families will be able to be together again. We know that so many people have missed those that they love the most, those who they need to see and have been desperately keen to see for such a long period of time.
Two visitors plus their dependents will be allowed to visit another home each day, but a 10-person limit will remain on outdoor gatherings. The Premier said hospitality venues can now also host up to 70 people outdoors and 40 people indoors, subject to density limits. He promised restaurants, bars, and clubs would be able to take a bigger step in coming weeks, but remained cautious about rushing to normalcy.
It can't be done open slather, because whilst these numbers are good, what we've all built together is fragile, precious and fragile, and it has to be safeguarded.
Up to 50 people outdoors and 20 people indoors can attend religious gatherings, but a 10-person limit on weddings will remain. Aged care residents can be visited by one household per day for 2 hours, and partners can visit maternity wards indefinitely. Up to 20 people will be allowed in gyms, while up to 20 people will be allowed per space in libraries, community centers, galleries, museums, and cinemas. Mr. Andrews says caps on meat, poultry, and seafood workers will also be lifted, but anyone who's able to work from home must continue to do so. Victorians will also have to continue wearing masks.
In terms of masks, all the mask rules remain in place. Again, a time will come when maybe we can have some changes to that. That is not for today, and I'm not going to speculate when that will be. Masks are, I know, it's not a pleasant experience, particularly as the weather gets warmer, but very low cost, very high benefit, and it's an insurance policy, if you like. It's that extra bit of insurance to make sure that we're doing everything we can to stop someone who's got it inadvertently giving it to others.
Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive Paul Guerra told SBS News he welcomes the easing of restrictions, which he says will lead to an increase in tourism, particularly in regional areas.
Yeah, very positive. You know, great for hospitality to be able to increase their patron limits, and that should see all hospitality operators now open. And it's fabulous to see that Ring of Steel come down. So Victoria is now one again, which is perfect, particularly for the regional areas, which will experience an uptick in tourism. Accommodation providers will also benefit, as will hospitality operators out in the regions as well.
Mr. Guerra says the government needs to plan for the return of office workers.
Getting office workers back into their office, you know, we know from a CBD perspective that'll be slow, but we should be targeting to have somewhere around 20% of the office back in perhaps that first week of December, which means that people will be able to go back in for 1 day a week. We think that would be a great boost, but not only the city, but a great boost for workers as well that have spent the better part 7 and 8 months away from their co-workers.
The 14-day average for daily cases in Melbourne sits at 0.4, and there are 2 cases with an unknown source. Health Minister Martin Foley says an enforcement blitz on businesses posing a high risk of COVID-19 transmission had found issues at more than 120 of over 700 premises checked on Saturday. Victoria will welcome the first international flights to Melbourne since the 30th of June, with the resumption of flights from New Zealand from Monday. Mr. Andrews is still considering the hotel quarantine inquiry's recommendations, including allowing returning overseas travelers to self-isolate at home. Meanwhile, New South Wales has reported 3 new cases of COVID-19, but all have been identified in overseas travelers in hotel quarantine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has hailed Victoria's reduction of restrictions and said New South Wales cannot become complacent, citing concerns about cases in the southwest of Sydney.
We also can't get too complacent here in New South Wales, because we're still welcoming back 3,000 people every week. Victoria isn't. We still have a lot of pressure on our system to make sure we catch all the community transmission, especially in southwestern Sydney. So we can't be complacent. But what I do know is what we have in place is working. And I'm hoping, of course, that Victoria has made those changes necessary to keep the virus under control in that state.
Meanwhile, South Australia's streak of recording at least one new case of COVID-19 among returned travelers has been extended to 6 days. Three new cases were confirmed by South Australia Health today, with two men and a woman, both in their 20s, testing positive in hotel quarantine after recently returning from overseas. As two of the cases are old infections, they won't be added to South Australia's tally of 19 active infections. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.